Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Biographic Information Module, Unit 1. Comprehension, Tape 1.
This unit is set in the PRC. On this tape, you'll learn to understand questions and answers about where you're staying and a few polite phrases used in greetings. Suppose Miss Novak is a foreign service officer who's just arrived in Peking and is staying at the Peking Hotel. Here's how she might be asked where she's staying and how she would reply. May I ask, where are you staying?
请问你住在哪儿? 请问你住在哪儿?
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
我住在北京饭店。Here's
the word for to stay at.
住在。住在。住在。
The second syllable, 在, in the compound 住在, to stay at, is the same as the word 在, to be at, which was introduced in the last unit. Here's the word for hotel.
饭店。饭店。饭店。
And here's the name, Peking Hotel.
北京饭店。北京饭店。北京饭店。
Here's the exchange live.
请问你住在哪儿?
我住在北京饭店。Again.
请问你住在哪儿?
我住在北京饭店。Check
your comprehension.
请问你住在哪儿?
May I ask, where are you staying?
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel. With most verbs, you can say yes to a question by repeating the verb as a short answer. Since a short answer by itself sounds abrupt in Chinese, it's usually followed by a full sentence. The short answer acts as a sort of preface to what follows. To say yes to the question, 他是陈同志吗? For instance, you would usually say, 是,他是陈同志. There are some verbs that may not be repeated as short answers. The verb 住在 is one of them. To give a short yes answer to a question with 住在, you simply use the verb 是. Listen for 是, meaning yes, in the following exchange. Are you staying at the Nationalities Hotel?
你住在民族饭店吗? 你住在民族饭店吗?
Yes, I'm staying at the Nationalities Hotel.
是,我住在民族饭店。 是,我住在民族饭店。Here's
the name for the Nationalities Hotel.
民族饭店。民族饭店。民族饭店。The
word 民族 means nationalities in the sense of ethnic groupings rather than countries. Here's the exchange live.
你住在民族饭店吗?
是,我住在民族饭店。Again.
你住在民族饭店吗?
是,我住在民族饭店。The
verb 住在 may also be used in asking what city a person is living in, although not for anything larger, such as a province. Listen to the following live exchange.
你住在上海吗?
不,我不住在上海。Notice
that the word for no in this exchange is simply 不 in the falling tone. Listen to the word for no.
不,不。
Since 不住在 can't be used for a short answer, the word 住在 is omitted and 不 is used alone. The short answer 不 is, of course, followed by a full sentence answer. Here's the exchange again.
你住在上海吗?
不,我不住在上海。Check
your comprehension.
你住在上海吗?
Do you live in Shanghai?
不。 我不住在上海。No,
I don't live in Shanghai. You may have noticed that with a city name, the verb 住在 is translated as to live in rather than to stay at. Someone who already knows that you're staying at a hotel may want to ask which hotel you're staying at. The word for which is 哪个. Listen to the question word which and be sure to identify its tone pattern.
哪个. 哪个,哪个?
Listen for 哪个, which, in this exchange. Which hotel are you staying at?
你住在哪个饭店？你住在哪个饭店？
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
我住在北京饭店。我住在北京饭店。
Here it is live.
你住在哪个饭店？
我住在北京饭店。
Again.
你住在哪个饭店？
我住在北京饭店。
Check your comprehension.
你住在哪个饭店？
Which hotel are you staying at?
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel. You may have recognized the bound word, nay, from an expression you had in earlier units. Listen.
你是哪国人?
What's your nationality?
你住在哪个饭店?
Which hotel are you staying at? Literally, 哪国人 is which country person, and 哪个饭店 is which hotel.You may be wondering why the English question word which corresponds sometimes to ne and sometimes to nega. This is how to keep them straight. Ne is always only part of a word. Never try to use it except in compounds you've learned, such as negua. On the other hand, nega is a full word, like the question word which in English, and may be used freely. For example, since person is ren, which person is nega ren?Listen for 哪个人 in the following live exchange. Miss Novak, looking at a newspaper photograph of a Labor Day celebration, asks her Chinese companion to identify some officials she doesn't recognize. Listen.
哪个人是梅同志？
他是梅同志。
Again.
哪个人是梅同志？
他是梅同志。
On its own, without a noun like hotel or person after it, the word 哪个may be translated, which one? For instance, the question in the last exchange could have been simply, 哪个是梅同志? Which one is Comrade Mei? Listen to the two questions compared. Which person is Comrade Mei?
哪个人是梅同志? 哪个人是梅同志?
Which one is Comrade Mei?
哪个是梅同志? 哪个是梅同志?
In any situation less impersonal than talking about a picture of strangers, it's considered rude to use the general counter ge when referring to adults. Instead, you use the polite counter for persons, wei. Listen to the Chinese for which comrade.
哪位同志?哪位同志?哪位同志?
Now suppose that Miss Novak is attending the Labor Day celebration in person. Listen.Which one is Comrade Zhang?
哪位是张同志？哪位是张同志？
She is Comrade Zhang.
他是张同志。他是张同志。
Notice that Miss Novak asks her question using 哪位 alone with no noun after it. This is the usual pattern. Since the counter 位 is only used with persons, the combination 哪位 can only mean which person.Even without the noun, then. Here's the exchange again, live.
哪位是张同志？
他是张同志。
Again.
哪位是张同志？
他是张同志。
Check your comprehension.
哪位是张同志？
Which one is Comrade Zhang?
他是张同志。
She's Comrade Zhang. You'll remember that we called your attention to the low tone of the syllable ne, meaning which. The word for that has the falling tone syllable ne. Listen to that comrade.
哪位同志？哪位同志？哪位同志？
The only difference between 哪位同志, which comrade, and 哪位同志, that comrade,is the difference between a low tone and a falling tone. The same was true of the difference between nar, where, and nar, there. This is a good lesson in the importance of tones. Listen to this example. Which one is Comrade Gao?
哪位是高同志？哪位是高同志？
That one is Comrade Gao.
那位是高同志。那位是高同志。
Here it is live.
哪位是高同志？
那位是高同志。
Again.
哪位是高同志？
那位是高同志。
The following sentences will give you some more practice with this tone distinction between questions with nay, which, and statements with nay, that.
他住在哪个饭店？他住在哪个饭店？
Which hotel is he staying at?
那位是梅同志。那位是梅同志。
That one is Comrade May.
哪个是民族饭店？哪个是民族饭店？
Which one is the nationality's hotel?
你住在哪个饭店？你住在哪个饭店？
Which hotel are you staying at?
那个人是高同志。那个人是高同志。
That person's Comrade Gao. Now that you've had the words for which and that, you'll want the word for this. Here it is.
这个这个这个
It may be helpful to remember that the answers 这个 this, 这 here, 那个 that, and 那 there are all in the following tone, while the questions 哪个 which,and nar, where, are both in the low tone. Miss Novak is in the lobby of the Nationalities Hotel, talking to someone she's just met there. Listen.
你住在这个饭店吗？
不，我不住在这个饭店。
Again.
你住在这个饭店吗？
不，我不住在这个饭店。
Check your comprehension.
你住在这个饭店吗？
Are you staying at this hotel?
不，我不住在这个饭店。
No, I'm not staying at this hotel. The word 这个, this, can only be used to refer to something relatively close, not to something farther away that you're just pointing to. Now let's review all three specifying words, which, this, and that. See if you can tell them apart in the following isolated sentences.You'll hear each sentence twice.
你住在哪个饭店？你住在哪个饭店？
Which hotel are you staying at?
那个不是民族饭店。那个不是民族饭店。
That one's not the Nationalities Hotel.
哪位是高同志？哪位是高同志？
Which one is Comrade Gao?
那位是谁？那位是谁？
Who is that?
你住在这个饭店吗？你住在这个饭店吗？
Are you staying at this hotel?Mr. Bauer, one of Ms. Novak's colleagues, has taken her to meet Comrade Jiang, a Chinese diplomatic official. Here's the Chinese phonetic equivalent for the name Novak.
诺瓦克，诺瓦克，诺瓦克。
Here's what Comrade Jiang and Ms. Novak might say to each other after being introduced. Comrade Jiang, good morning.
江同志，您早。江同志，您早。
Good morning, Miss Novak, how are you?
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Here's the word used to say good morning.
早，早，早。
Literally, the word 早 means early. By itself, it's only used in informal situations between friends. Otherwise, you either add the word 您, or mention the person's name along with it. Notice that the person's name may come before or after the rest of the greeting and is pronounced as an independent exclamation. Here's the word used to translate miss.
女士女士女士
An unmarried foreign woman in the PRC might be addressed as either 小姐 or 女士 Actually, the title 女士can be used to a married woman as well. Naturally, it follows her own surname, not her husband's. Traditionally, the word 女士 is a formal, respectful term which suggests that the woman addressed is well-educated. Here's the exchange live.
江同志，您早。
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Notice that in this exchange, the greeting 您好 how are you, appears in an alternate form, without a question marker. Here's the exchange again.
江同志，您早。
早。诺瓦克女士，您好。
Check your comprehension.
江同志，您早。
Comrade Jiang, good morning.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Good morning, Miss Novak, how are you? Here's the word for very.
很，很，很。
Listen to Comrade Jiang's greeting with Miss Novak's response. Good morning, Miss Novak, how are you?
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
I'm very well.
我很好，我很好。
Notice that in idiomatic English, the sentence 我很好 is translated I'm very well, not I'm very good.Here's the exchange live.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Again.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
我很好。
Listen as the conversation continues. May I ask, where are you from in America?
请问，你是美国哪儿的人？请问，你是美国哪儿的人？
I'm from San Francisco, California.
我是加州旧金山人。我是加州旧金山人。
Here's the Chinese for San Francisco.
旧金山。旧金山。旧金山。
Literally, the name 旧金山 means old gold mountain. If you want to pinpoint where someone is from within a larger area, you put the name of the larger area first.Followed by the smaller. In English, we do it the other way around. Here's the exchange live. Listen for the sequence, larger area, smaller area.
请问，你是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Notice that the answer in this exchange mentions both California and San Francisco. Although you can answer simply, 我是旧金山人, I'm from San Francisco,In general, a question mentioning both a larger and smaller area will be answered with both areas. Here's the exchange again.
请问，您是美国哪儿的人？
我是加州旧金山人。
Check your comprehension.
请问，您是美国哪儿的人？
May I ask, where are you from in America?
我是加州旧金山人。
I'm from San Francisco, California. Listen as the conversation continues, live.
江同志，您是哪儿的人？
我是山西大同人。
Again.
江同志，您是哪儿的人？
我是山西大同人。
Check your comprehension.
江同志，您是哪儿的人？
Where are you from, Comrade Jiang?
我是山西大同人。
I'm from Datong in Shanxi. Listen as the conversation continues live.
请问，诺瓦克女士，您现在住在哪儿？
我住在北京饭店。
那个饭店好吗？
很好。
Notice that Comrade Jiang used 那个饭店, that hotel, even though he wasn't pointing to the actual hotel. Instead, he was pointing back, so to speak, to the mention of the hotel in the last sentence. Here's the exchange again.
请问诺瓦克女士，您现在住在哪儿？
我住在北京饭店。
那个饭店好吗？
很好。
Check your comprehension.
请问诺瓦克女士，您现在住在哪儿？
May I ask, where are you staying now, Ms. Novak?
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
那个饭店好吗？
Is that hotel good?
很好。
It's very good. Now listen to a conversation reviewing what you've covered on this tape. During your visit to Comrade Jiang's office, Ms. Novak and Mr. Bauer were also introduced to a Comrade Fang. A few days later, Ms. Novak meets Comrade Fang again. Listen to their conversation.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
您好，方同志。
请问，诺瓦克女士，您是美国哪儿的人？
我是旧金山人，请问您是哪儿的人？
我是山东济南人。您现在住在哪儿？
我住在北京饭店。
那个饭店好吗？
很好。
Again.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
您好，方同志。
请问，诺瓦克女士，您是美国哪儿的人？
我是旧金山人。请问您是哪儿的人？
我是山东济南人。您现在住在哪儿？
我住在北京饭店。
那个饭店好吗？
很好。
See if you understood what was said.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Good morning, Ms. Novak, how are you?
您好，方同志。
How are you, Comrade Fang?
请问诺瓦克女士，您是美国哪儿的人？
May I ask, where are you from in America, Ms. Novak?
我是旧金山人。
I'm from San Francisco.
请问您是哪儿的人？
May I ask, where are you from?
我是山东济南人。
I'm from 济南 in 山东。
您现在住在哪儿？
Where are you staying now?
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel.
那个饭店好吗？
Is that hotel good?
很好。
It's very good. As a final review, try translating these random sentences and exchanges from the target list. Number one.
你住在这个饭店吗？
Are you staying at this hotel?
不，我不住在这个饭店。
No, I'm not staying at this hotel. Number two.
哪位是张同志？
Which one is Comrade Zhang? Number three.
你住在哪个饭店？
Which hotel are you staying at? Number four.
早，诺瓦克女士，您好。
Good morning, Ms. Novak. How are you?
我很好。
I'm very well. Number five.
请问你住在哪儿？
May I ask, where are you staying? Number six.
你是美国哪儿的人？
Where are you from in America? Number seven.
我住在北京饭店。
I'm staying at the Peking Hotel. Number 8.
你住在民族饭店吗？
Are you staying at the Nationalities Hotel?
是，我住在民族饭店。
Yes, I'm staying at the Nationalities Hotel. Number 9.
我是加州旧金山人。
I'm from San Francisco, California. Number
10. 那位是张同志。
That one is Comrade Zhang. If you're satisfied with your understanding of these sentences, go on to the P1 tape. If you're still having difficulties, listen to this tape again or check your reference notes. This is the end of the tape. End of Biographic Information Module Unit 1, Comprehension Tape 1.